Saturday, December 28, marks the third day of Kwanzaa, a seven-day celebration that highlights a different principle rooted in traditional African culture. Today's focus is on Ujima, the principle of collective work and responsibility. Ujima calls on communities to work together toward a common good, sharing each other's burdens and recognizing that success is achieved through collective effort. One individual who exemplifies these values is NBA veteran Taj Gibson. Partnering with Alloy Development, a Brooklyn-based real estate firm, Gibson co-founded GFB Development, a community-driven development firm, dedicated to shaping projects that reflect the needs and priorities of local residents. Alongside lifelong friends Malik Brown and Tamik Floyd, Gibson led community meetings to include their input in the planned redevelopment of the former Navy Yard Madison Square Boys and Girls Club in downtown Brooklyn. These meetings included NYCHA residents and nearby tenants, ensuring their voices are central to the process. Having grown up in NYCHA housing, Gibson and Brown said they were deeply committed to improving conditions for current residents. "Growing up in NYCHA was a blessing and a curse," Gibson said. "It made me who I am today, but I've also seen how limited resources and poor housing conditions can take a toll on families. We want to do our part in changing that cycle." Brown echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the importance of representation and investment. "I have an opportunity to represent people like me who still live in NYCHA and deserve better," said Brown. "This project is all about investing in the spaces and housing that will strengthen ties between Ingersoll, Farragut, and Walt Whitman for decades to come." Gibson emphasized the importance of collaboration in creating meaningful change, saying, "This project will rethink and reopen a vital neighborhood resource informed directly by the needs of this community. Because when residents are involved in planning for the future of their neighborhood, it makes for better outcomes for everyone." Through his work with GFB Development, Gibson embodies the spirit of Ujima by fostering collective effort and responsibility to build a stronger, more unified community. BK Reader reported on Gibson in September. Here is a link to that report. Beginning on December 26, and for the 7 days of Kwanzaa, BK Reader will feature a different local resident or organization that exemplifies one of the seven principles.